USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The info was found on a website. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted the postings and says that the names and supposed pictures of grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. Also leaked from the Georgia District Attorney's Office is a video conversation between Trump and Roger Stone that MSNBC ran with last night. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department. Starting August 24th, the entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down at a city council meeting on August 9th for another job over pay and recruiting concerns. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Goodhue is just over an hour's drive southeast from Minneapolis. Forget the pumpkin spice. It's already holiday season for many retailers.
Many big retailers are already rolling out string lights and Christmas trees. At Home Depot, holiday products, including 8-foot Santas and giant nutcrackers, launched online last week. And Costco has rolled out its artificial Christmas trees. According to Google, more than a quarter of Americans began shopping for the holidays in July. E-commerce platform Shopify says sales of ornaments last month were up over 25% compared to last year, and seasonal village sets and accessories up about 240%. I'm John Schaefer.
A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to a widely used abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it gave access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is being sued in Washington State over the way it allegedly treats pregnant employees.
The Washington Attorney General's office filed the lawsuit claiming the company refuses to give pregnant workers accommodations such as the ability to sit or rest and limit how much they lift or handle hazardous materials. At least 22 women have been affected so far, and the Attorney General's office says the actual number is likely higher. The AG is asking pregnant employees of O'Reilly's in Washington State who feel discriminated against to reach out. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new poll suggests one presidential frontrunner is not being affected by his legal troubles.
The Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. It's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by, and 4 indictments. Yeah, we have to see how this is really going to play out, and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, 54% believe Trump should face criminal charges, and 68% think felons should be barred from the presidency. Trump is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis. A potential Trump versus Biden election would be a toss-up. I'm John Schaefer.
Younger people are being diagnosed with cancer more often than before. A study published in the journal JAMA between 2010 and 2019, there's been a substantial increase in the rates of gastrointestinal cancers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.